Hello, everyone. Can you believe we have finally reached Joey's Women Tell All episode? I'll tell you, some guy in Austin and I couldn't care less what all the women told, but we did care about how Joey narrowed his roster down to two women. And let me tell you, dear listener, we have some thoughts, such as, was that the sweetest little breakup you ever did see? I thought so. Also, should We Need to Talk be the name of Kelsey's podcast after this thing goes south? Should some guy in Austin treat the upcoming solar eclipse like a dry run for the apocalypse? And when watching The Notebook, who do you think deserves Allie's hand in marriage? And why does my podcast co-host infuriate me with such nonsensical answers like James Marsden? I'm sorry, did he declare, if you're a bird, I'm a bird? I think not. Hey everyone, I'm Lindsay and welcome to the I Hate Green Beans podcast. During each episode, I'll be discussing television, movies, music, and books with friends who love pop culture as much as I do. For those of you wondering, yes, we will be talking about the Bachelor franchise. And no, I do not want to try your grandmother's famous green bean casserole recipe. But thanks for offering. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's episode 338 of the I Hate Green Beans podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay. I'm here with some guy in Austin. We have so much to cover. But the first thing I want to ask you is, where is Kate Middleton?
Man, I got to tell you, I don't usually pay attention to that stuff at all because I don't really.
But
I'm starting to buy into some of this stuff about stunt doubles and Photoshops and yeah. It's easy to go down the rabbit hole. I hope she's okay. She seems like a nice person, you know. And
let's say she is okay. Where do you think she is?
So credible. Well, okay. So there's two possibilities in my mind. One is she's severely ill, and God forbid, right. You know, I hope she's got three beautiful children, and you know, notwithstanding her capacity as a royal, that's just
sure
horrible. And then to have William in that situation, if he loses his wife, to relive all that, the horror, mm-hmm. you know, anyway, so let's hope that's not, but that's possibility number one. I mean, she had apparently major surgery and God knows what that was for. So, but right. the other theory I've heard, and I think it's a little far out there, but you know, it's drama worthy, is that William's relationship with whatever girl he dated before her,
Rose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rose. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Has never ended, and she just had enough of it, and has basically checked out and said, "I'm done." And you need to, you know, she's just not cooperating, and so they're trying to figure out how to fill that gap. Those are the two theories.
Because I don't think she's walking away from royalty by any means. I don't think she is. I think she has said, "Y'all have 4 months to figure out how you're going to play this."
Yeah, is that your theory?
Bust some things up. Oh yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm the old Occam's razor. You know, the old philosophy thing is just the simplest explanation is probably the most likely, and I think she's probably just sick.
But you have to agree. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you have to agree. Something's fishy.
Oh, no question. But I think it's been
something is Shay.
They've been using body doubles and all that stuff for a long time. So I just it's very intriguing to say the least. Okay. And everyone loves a good mystery, including me. And so I have to confess that I have been paying attention to it a little bit.
Here's something else you've been paying attention to. The total eclipse that is happening pretty much.
Oh,
over
gosh.
Our heads,
so you want to hear the.
So exciting.
No, the irony of yes, all ironies. Listen to this. So you know this. I'm over the big city. As much as I love Austin, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of cars construction and people and politics and all that. So I made a conscious effort to find a house in a little town called Boerne, Boerne. Mm-hmm. 21,000 people, and I live 16 miles outside of that town now.
Yeah,
so in the middle of nowhere. Well, so Mrs. Some Guy joins the neighborhood Facebook page, and she's sending me screenshots. They're expecting the population to triple during the eclipse, and it's like, go buy groceries, go buy gas, go to the bank because the whole town's going to be out of resources. I can't escape people.
This is great.
Why is this one so special, though? There was one a few months ago that, I mean,
It's because we're in the cone of totality or whatever. It's going to get dark.
Listen, I got a suggestion where you can put the cone of totality if it involves inconveniencing me. So anyway, look.
Hey, just think of it as prep work for the apocalypse. It's a dry run for you. Actually, you know what?
That's a good call.
I would think that you would love that.
That's a good call. Yeah. I'm going to, yeah. Actually, you know what? I feel better about it now that you said that.
Good.
I feel better about being in the cone of totality or whatever it is. So yeah, no, I think it's fine. Mm. I think Mrs. Some Guy has ordered some sort of glasses from Amazon.
Like you put on your face glasses.
Yeah.
We're not toasting.
Well,
we're not toasting
too.
The cone of totality.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be drinking out of the cup of totality for a couple days. See if I can eclipse my memory.
So it's going to be April 8th.
Yeah.
It's during the day, which makes it so much more fun.
Yeah,
when the sun should be just way up high and mm-hmm. we are going to be in darkness.
Well, I also found out that I know that AISD, the school district, and EANS, EISD, the two of the big districts here in town, the kids are out of school that day. So they're shutting down schools. And yeah, maybe this is good. Maybe I'll just, you know, put a mattress over a hole in my property or something and lay in there for, you know, like Viggo Mortensen in that movie.
Don't
where,
do that.
Yeah.
Here's another question too for you for, you know, Science Day. Have you seen that allegedly cicadas are supposed to swarm?
Well, they have a 17
it's somewhere it's supposed to be bad.
Listen, you have a lot
maybe
to talk about
Tennessee
your
or Virginia. I don't know, but
seems like you
somewhere
got
over there y'all buckle up because cicadas are ugh.
Seems like you got a lot to talk about in your next retreat. I mean, these are like biblical events here, you know.
It's very Old Testament.
Yeah,
very Old Testament.
Yeah, maybe
anyway,
I have to buy some lumber. I might have to build an ark. I'm like imagine, you think Home Depot has that much wood? I can see it's going to be as
get
long
a
as a football
of those
field.
Cicadas, throw it on there.
Yeah,
I'll hold on.
Exactly.
Anyway, we also have to talk about the. I think what was the most exciting part about the Women Tell All was the non-Women Tell All part when we have our three narrowed down to two, and you were right. Joey did not pick Rachel.
Okay, before I tell you, I told you so. I do want to say that was the second most exciting part. You know,
what was the most exciting?
He
part?
Played tennis with Palmer.
He did.
We're tied again, 2-2. And look, the whole
thing comes down to the final.
$10. It comes down to the final. If there's any tennis whatsoever on that final, you owe me
whatsoever. What if he's playing like with his dad or something?
Okay, fair enough.
Does it have to be Jesse
gotta be
and
Palmer.
Joey playing?
That's fair.
Okay.
It's got to be Palmer. And look, I think just
so nervous.
Just for flashback purposes, I think flashbacks should count. Or are we just
yeah?
Going...
I think so too.
Okay, fair enough.
I think so too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the screen
showing
them play tennis.
Okay.
It's a thing.
All right.
But we'll see. I don't know. It's going to. I was very excited. I thought that part was funny. It just was Jesse saying pretending to be Joey saying Jesse Palmer was the best bachelor ever, and it just shows them playing tennis. It was pretty funny. Jesse, I will say, is growing on me. Because he's taken, I think it's smart, he's taken a different bend than Harrison did. Harrison was the cool, wise guy you get your advice from. And Jesse's your pal, your bro, your friend. I think that was smart.
Yep.
But he's growing on me. I like him.
I like him too. But did you see, speaking of Harrison, did you see that he's now got a new dating show and something else?
He does.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like a mixture of a morning talk show and a dating show or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
With his lady friend.
With Lauren, what's her face?
Wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still haven't run into them in Austin, but maybe I'll invite him up for the apocalypse and he and I can kick it in the backyard with our eclipse glasses
under the mattress.
Yeah, under the mattress.
So Joey does not pick Rachel. You called it. I thought that it was going to be Daisy, quite honestly, but I feel like it was the sweetest little breakup that you ever did see on this show.
Yeah, she didn't take
it too
personal. She didn't take it too personal.
Kind. It was. Yeah. She said things like, yes, I'm very sad. I'm heartbroken, but I don't blame him because She says it was my fault that I didn't take down those walls earlier. And she, I'm guessing things did not happen in the fantasy suite with them because she was so nice and kind and said she'll miss him. And then he got emotional saying who wouldn't want to be dating Rachel. She's wonderful. I just couldn't get there from an emotional romantic standpoint. And it was just so sweet. But it goes, when we come back to the live audience with everybody and Palmer sitting there with her in the hot seat, she struggle bust to pull in the tears. They would not stop. And of course, he takes a note from Chris Harrison, just lets her sit in that silence of sadness. But she struggled watching her little, you know, let's watch Memory Lane. And she struggled watching that. So I think it was real. I think she's sad. They bring Joey out. And it just, again, it felt so kind. It was just a very generous, kind, sweet breakup, well, in my opinion.
I think that shows a level of maturity that we haven't seen in the past, right?
The whole season is this. I feel like Laura and I were talking about that. Maybe Amy Cooper and I were talking about that last night. Yeah, it was Amy. And she said, Joey knows what to say. And I said, Joey has to have been through counseling and understands how to word things, understands how to listen, understands, you know, what you're getting at without saying what you're getting at. I feel like he is very emotionally intelligent, and that's what's made this season better than others.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably one of the reasons why he was selected. And then, you know, the women they select, I think there's got to be some sort of spillover. You know, we talked about him having a type, and I'm sure they do a lot of interviews. You know, you got an interview with Brad's former therapist, and you know, remember that guy? Was it Jesse or somebody that followed him around when he had like his issues? Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He's like the translator that, like, you know, when you get like a foreign basketball player, you know, and you get that, like, that translator that has to follow him everywhere. It would be good having a therapist follow all of these people. You get like,
was the counselor's name Jesse?
I think it was. Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
I think it was too. Yeah. We'll have to look that up. We'll have
Can't
to look that
believe
up.
I remember who, that.
I do. Steel trap, my friend. Who do you think looked good? Because I personally think they all looked fabulous.
I agree. No, this is,
there wasn't anybody where I thought, oh, I wish she hadn't worn that, or why did she do her hair or her lips?
So
that way?
Refresh my memory. Who is the one, the chuckly one that drank a lot that got
Jess.
How did she look? Because I'm not remembering it right now.
She looked fine. Okay. She looked good. She had a moment with, of course, Maria, where she was trying to defend herself. That's the thing that I thought was very interesting to me, is that I'm projecting here, but I'm wondering if rumor is out there that Maria is up to be the next Bachelorette. I've also heard that Jen is the next Bachelorette too. I will say Lexi got a loud applause, but Maria got the loudest applause by a lot. But this Jess girl who you're talking about, and Sydney and Leia, all three came in ready to defend themselves when it came to Maria, and she still put them in their place, to where Leia went off and cried.
Yeah, no,
about
I was
it,
gonna,
we saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that as childish as Maria has acted at times, she was definitely prepared. I mean, she didn't take the bait. Yep. She took the high road. Nope. She even like stood up and said, I don't want these people to get online hate or whatever.
Bullying.
Yeah. Yep. And so whoever talked to her before the show did a good job. Maybe it was her like Eddie Money looking dad with the dyed hair, you know, Ace Frehley or whatever his name is. But yeah, no, she showed a level of maturity I think that was surprising to me considering the past. But if you think about it, I remember when she was arguing with Leah or whatever during the season. And I remember she said, well, you know, that's not what happened. I didn't say that. And then who was the one? Was it Sydney when she said, you know, we're on camera all the time or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a self-awareness there that these other girls didn't have. And she clearly played that to her advantage and won, I think. I mean,
at one point that it was the whole F word about Leia, you called me F word, you call whatever, effing B-I-T-C-H. And she kept going, no, I didn't. And finally, Lauren, who is sitting behind her, said, I did. I called you awesome. That. And I may have stood up in my chair. And I meant Maria was probably going, thank you. Why didn't you say that 10 minutes ago? But that was hilarious to me. I will say there are times with Maria that I thought, oh, I wish she'd pull back a little bit. Oh, yeah. I wish she wouldn't just don't engage. Because she's still, Jess's whole thing was, you keep interrupting me. And all Maria did was interrupt her the entire time she was talking. Yep. And I thought, oh, just quit talking so for a little bit. But I have a prediction. I feel like, okay, tell me.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
So I have a prediction. If Maria is not the next Bachelorette, when do we announce that, by the way? At the finale?
No, because I thought it was, oh, maybe so. Yeah. I was about to say, I thought it was Women's Law, but it's probably the finale.
Okay, so let's just assume Maria is not Bachelorette material, which I don't think she is, but who knows? You know, she could be coachable, right, as they say.
Sure, sure.
I think Leah, Medina, and Sydney all arrive at the beach at Bachelor in Paradise, mm-hmm, and they cozy up to whoever, Chad is there. They cozy,
exactly.
Yeah, and then lo and behold, down the stairs, you know, episode 3 comes Maria.
Yep,
that would be so great.
And turns the head of all the Chads. Yeah,
that's right.
Because she's fun. Mm. I thought that was interesting. They had her in the hot seat, and essentially just priming her to be the next Bachelorette. I think they had Jess in the
Lexi
seat.
Lexi would be a better choice, don't you think?
Well, here's the deal with Lexi. Her whole thing with endometriosis and her insistence to find a husband now who wants to have kids
now. Isn't that the point, though?
It is the point. I think if they choose her, then her guys have to come in knowing you're going to get married immediately and you're going to start trying to have kids immediately.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially what she was saying to Joey is, I can't be with you because you're wanting to wait 2 and 3 years. So I don't know if ABC would do that. But in her, when she was in the hot seat, she was saying how nice and kind everybody has been to be sweet to her and share their stories with her online. She was the only one who had that positive. It sounds like a lot of other ladies on the cast had negative experiences. Yeah. And that's just so sad to me. I hate that.
Well, it's
I hate it.
Yeah, it could be good, could be bad. I think it would be a good storyline, but I think if they cast the whole thing.
Cool. So who do you think looked the best? Who do you think came back? Because you know you always say how they sort of get a mini makeover after they've seen themselves on camera. Well, they come back.
So let me just say, I think, look, Maria looked good. I mean, I just never found her that attractive. Lexi looked great. I think, but I've said this before, I had so much hope for Medina because she's like stunningly pretty, but she's just got RBF. And for our readers, that's resting base. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and it just, that's the condition where when she's just sitting doing nothing, relax. She looks angry. Mm-hmm.
She looks so mad at the world. Mm-hmm. She had a little bit of a moment too. There was some back and forth between her and Sydney. And Sydney, I feel like, was told what to say but didn't say it at Women Tell All, and then she doubled back. By the end, Maria said, I just wish we could have all been friends in the house. Yes, I understand the dynamics of why we're there, but wouldn't it have been so much better if we could have all just been friends? And then she hugs Leia and she hugs Sydney.
High road.
All that. I feel like Leia did not come out looking good. Neither did Sydney. Nope. Jess was kind of on that fringe. Medina is still in the middle somehow, and
she won't stand up for herself. You know, her mm-hmm. problem is she's letting other people do the arguing for her. But yeah, definitely the aforementioned Sydney and Leah or whatever didn't come out.
I do want to talk about the infamous note, we have to talk, which ended up being a big fat nothing, which we knew.
Right.
I don't think any of us thought she was going to walk away, but I thought it interesting his reaction to the sentence, we need to talk. He spiraled.
Yeah. Well,
after reading that.
Well, yeah. I mean, because he felt the bottom falling out and he gave it the same credibility that the producers attempted to give it online, but I mean, on the show.
And he couldn't bounce back.
No.
He struggled bouncing back enough to where Kelsey thought, oh, I've just kicked myself off the show.
Well,
because her needing to talk was essentially, I miss you when you're not with me.
Yeah, that's, and this falls into the category of women expecting men to read their minds, you know, like, well, where do you want to go? Wherever you want to go.
Not there.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing? This place is terrible.
I feel like, though, that she realized afterwards, oh, I probably should have worded it differently. Yeah. Like, I would love to talk to you, or can you come see me when you can, instead of we need to talk.
Yeah, well, listen, if she gets kicked off, like if he chooses, who's the other one? Daisy. If he chooses Daisy, she's just invented the title of her podcast.
It is. Yeah. That's a good name.
And I think also, I've decided that, now I know your birthday is months and months away, but I've decided to have that crocheted on a pillow, for you.
Cross stitch,
I'm sorry. Cross stitched. Yeah. I said crochet. Well, crochet would be nice too. Although that'd be a little harder.
A blanket.
Yeah. It'd be a little harder. I just see you sitting there in your recliner in your living room eating, out of the candy bowl with that on your lap.
I have candy. I brought out candy at Bible study last night, and they all went seasonal. Exactly. And I went, "You bet it is."
Oh, do we have the pink and blue M&Ms and all that?
Easter, yeah, yes, we do. Yes, we do. The Cadbury.
Don't say Cadbury egg. Chocolate. Don't say Cadbury egg.
Not the Cadbury cream egg. Oh. The milk chocolate.
Do you eat those
from Cadbury? Yeah,
oh
I do.
My god, mm-hmm. with the fake yolk mm-hmm. in them.
Yeah, the smaller one. I don't eat the bigger ones. Can't I eat do the it. Smaller one that I can pop in my mouth.
Oh, gosh. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You and I
yeah.
are on opposite ends of the candy spectrum, it seems.
Yes, we are. Let's talk about Daisy and Kelsey. Mm-hmm. Who you think he's going to pick?
Kelsey.
I do too.
She's a better pick. Daisy's really sweet and nice, but I think Kelsey's more partner-ish, if that makes sense.
Yes. Would you trust Daisy to be the next Bachelorette?
Yeah, and I think that's a better storyline than Maria, because she's free of controversy. She's got the ear thing going on. And and then they're going to, you know, they'll find they'll find a guy that also has an ear thing, and they'll, it's going to be one of those deals.
Together.
I think
maybe
she'll
have an eye thing.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the first blind bachelor candidate, something like mm-hmm. that. Like they're expanding. Mm-hmm. I think, look, she's Daisy. Her name says it all. You know, she's as sweet as a summer spring flower mm-hmm. and in mm-hmm. a field, mm-hmm. you know, unabated by bee pollen or whatever. Anyway, so she seems nice. And I think she'd be a good, she's very malleable. You know, I think she'd be fun. You know,
yes.
We'd learn a lot about the ear thing. And it would be great. I think she'd be a good next Bachelorette, but she has to be, you know, she went all the way to whatever, where the Pier One thing was last season, and Joey broke her heart, you know, and then you see her wandering around her hometown, brooding
and then gets the call.
And she gets the call.
We would love for you to be the next.
Hey, it's Jesse. And he's like on the tennis court with Joey between sets. It's like 30 love, and he calls Daisy and says, hey.
What do you think the big drama is, though, on the Home Depot proposal pedestal? Because they keep saying, never before a drama. What do you? I mean, it's obviously nothing big.
This has never happened before. I don't know. Maybe maybe Kelsey has a stomach ache and has to excuse herself. I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I think it's probably made up is what I'm getting at. I don't think, I mean, they get this far, you pretty much know what's going to happen. I mean, unless you're Brad Womack season, you know, which is the season to end all seasons, as far as I'm concerned.
True. That's so true.
But who knows? I think he's sincere. I still can't get over the 2 to 3 year engagement though. That gets me.
Well, I think that's what all guys his age think.
It's a red flag. It's a red flag to a fear of commitment.
It's a safety thing, though, when you're going through this, when you literally have known this woman.
Fair enough.
12 days.
3 years?
Yeah, that's just something he threw out. And he's looking at those who have gone before him. Nobody ever gets married. Yeah. But fine, I meant JoJo and Fakir and Rogers, 6 years.
But they were an afterthought, right? He didn't win, did he? She was with fake Ryan Gosling, wasn't she? Oh no, that was Caitlin.
Oh, that was Caitlin. They've been together, but it was 6 years.
But it wasn't. He wasn't the guy. He wasn't. He didn't win her season, did he?
Yeah. Okay. You're thinking of Caitlin. Yeah. Caitlin was with fake Ryan Gosling. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then went to that Jason guy, and now they're not even.
And he's supposedly dating some trampy. I'm just too old to know who the in crowd is these days, but I saw him on some kind of thing, and he's dating some kind of trampy, 19-year-old or something.
This is interesting news, too. Laura and I have been watching the latest season of Love is Blind on Netflix. You know where you fall in love through a door? You don't get to see him the first time you see him.
That's the premise?
Yes. So you just have to talk through this wall. You can talk to each other and you fall in love and they propose and then you never see each other until not the altar. They reveal and we're engaged and they've seen each other for the first time.
Does anyone just ever?
I think they have. I don't know if they can say no way at that moment, but pretty soon after they can say no way. But they do a reunion show at the end of every one, and they pulled out their success stories. And one of them, I don't know how this is a success story, but this girl from season whatever on Love is Blind is there with Blake Horshack, whatever his last name is. Yes, yes. And she... carrying his baby.
Did
and I keep thinking, but he wasn't on this show. How is this a success story? Well, like, she's getting married and having a baby. Yeah, and I thought
it all boils down to Coachella, or
they Coachella. It has to be Coachella. It has
what's the
to
redneck
be.
Coachella?
Sundance?
What? No, that's a music. That's a movie festival. Who knows? I will never. By the way, I used to go to ACL, Austin City Limits, for years and years and years, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And a few years ago, this is I don't know how many years ago, probably 10 years ago, I was out there, and there was literally like a light bulb moment. I was standing there in the middle of the thing. And it was hot, and I was probably waiting in line for something. And I was like, I'm over this. I will never, I just immediately wanted to go back ever. Yeah, it was
stage
done.
Stagecoach. Exactly. Stagecoach Festival. It's stage not Coachella. Sundance.
It's not Stagecoachella.
Coachella. That's exactly what it is. And they met there and fell in love. Now he's having her baby. I mean, he kept his mouth shut the entire time, which I thought was smart because I thought, you're a bachelor guy. You don't.
Well, that's the equivalent of like
blind.
No, that's the equivalent of like going to prom when you're a sophomore in college. when your girlfriend's still in high school, you're 20, she's 18, and you got to go to the prom after you graduate. That's what that's like. Embarrassing.
So true.
Yeah. Because I was like, that guy, like, I hated that guy. And now he's here at my prom. What the heck's he doing? shouldn't he be in Lubbock?
It's the hot 21-year-old who can drink, and the little senior girls are like, he's so handsome. And the boys.
Yeah, it's like Wooderson and what is that movie?
The older I get, they stay the same age.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw him the other day, by the way. He's Matthew not McConaughey. Hard to find. Wooderson, classic character.
Yes, Dazed and Confused. Yep. A classic.
I went to college with that guy. We graduated the same year.
I did my senior paper on that movie.
On Matthew McConaughey?
Nope, on that movie, Dazed and Confused. Okay. I also did one on Clueless, and
far more interesting than Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. He read it in front of the class, the teacher, the professor. Oh. You read my
Clueless
paper.
What was your angle? What was your angle?
How Clueless had affected society.
Oh, interesting.
In wardrobe, in vocabulary, and something else.
You want to hear? It's so funny because I had a media class. I'm an English philosophy guy. What was your major?
Communications.
Okay, similar. Mm-hmm. You had a class with a microphone in, and I didn't. Anyway, so we had to analyze a movie, same sort of thing like you did, like Clueless. I did Pretty Woman, and you can imagine my take on.
Oh, yeah. Free.
Yeah, great. Remember when we did The Notebook? That was one of my favorite blog.
He said, post. She said, yeah.
Yeah, we should read that into the record here and revisit that post. That was so fun to do. It was so
if
funny.
You feel I'll the same never, way.
Yes, I will never forget.
I don't want when, to do that. Yeah,
I never forget when I told
stupid
you.
Stupid ideas.
I will never forget when you and I were on the phone and I said to you, I said, I have an idea. And you know, I said, let's do, he said, she said, because that was your idea. And I said, well, let's do the notebook. And you're like, what are you going to say about the notebook? And I'm paraphrasing myself, but I said something like, whenever you fall in love with a woman, she'll suck the life out of you until you die. You know, something crazy like that. And there was just, I expected you to laugh and there was just absolute silence for a good 15 seconds.
She's an idiot for not going after his
name. She's a cheater. She cheated on Lane. What's his name?
What's his name? Why can't we remember things today, James Marsden?
Yeah, but what was his name in the movie? Lane something or what? Something. What was his name? Anyway, she cheated on him, and she had her big Neil Lane ring, and she didn't care. And you know, I'm still amazed at Gosling's construction abilities, how he restored that dilapidated home all by himself.
Hammond Cotton. He was very good looking and and it was great. She just didn't love him.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Joey and Rachel.
Yeah, it's a trade-off. Well, and then there's the twist how the mom, you know, hated Ryan Gosling, but then she was secretly jealous of what's her face because that happened to her and you know,
terrible. So many layers.
Yeah. So this season. So I'm just this season. I think that we're so old now, the ship is sailing because every season some two or three of the women love the notebook. You know, and now the bios we're getting into like I love Ariana Grande.
I love the Jonas Brothers.
Exactly.
Have you filled out a bracket for March Madness?
I have not because I haven't followed it.
Because I don't care.
But I will say that if you pick the straight rankings, I mean you're gonna do just as well as anybody else, you know. I mean,
I had a few upsets in mine.
Yeah. I actually do, all kidding aside, I actually do really love the tournament for that reason because the games are really competitive and you always get that one team that just beats Kansas or Duke or you know, whoever it's not supposed to lose in the first round. So anyway, it should be exciting. I'm really kind of worried about this apocalypse thing and the eclipse, though.
Oh, no. Okay.
Not really worried about it. I just want it to be over.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't
Do you think worry. There's going to be sunspots or something, or is that not an eclipse
No.
thing?
Okay. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Speaking of eclipses are a lot like marriage.
How so? How are eclipses a lot like marriage?
At the brightest moment, things suddenly go dark for no reason. And you have no idea when they get bright again. Do you know how to get an Easter bunny pregnant?
I do not.
Works every freaking time.
I never remember. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the Hey, thank y'all for listening, and thanks to Some Guy in Austin for helping recap the Women Tell All. We're loving our bracket with last night's game, and a big shout out to Brittany Ann and Kate Sturr. Both are still tied for the win. We'll see what happens next week. Remember, one of the best things you can do to support a podcast is to review the show on iTunes. It would be an honor if you headed over there and left us your thoughts. Make sure to follow me on all the socials. You can find me at Lindsay on Twitter and at Lindsay Ray on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out my real books, Why I Hate Green Beans and It's a Love Story. You can find them wherever books are sold. Y'all stay safe, have courage, and be kind out there until we're together again. Love you, mean it. Texas forever.